Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And good Tuesday morning, everyone. Welcome into Morning Invest on this December 15th. We've got a jam-packed show for you today because we're going to be talking about the latest news on the stimulus front. We could actually see the bill presented fully today and could be having a vote on this $908 billion package. So we've got the framework of this new bipartisan legislation. Of course, you were watching our breaking news last night. You know all about it. However, now we're learning way more details on it. And by the way, because of this lower price tag, we could see stimulus checks. We'll get to all of that on the show today. We're also going to be talking about the unemployment update. We've got new unemployment numbers today and begin to look at those people who, you know, the pandemic unemployment assistance that's now running out. What does that mean for those people who are running out of unemployment benefits? If they can't get this additional stimulus passed and signed into law, we've got a deadline of December 18th, folks, before the government shuts down. So they're trying to cram it all together. We will cover that on the show. I want to tell you about, coming up a little bit later in the show, a new vaccine scam that's running around. And, you know, my wife and I said this morning, said that we could picture like something like this happening to one of our parents. And we'll tell you what you need to look out for and make sure that your family and friends are taken care of. So how to protect yourself against these vaccine scams. Yes, day one of a vaccine, there's already scammers out there trying to take advantage of people. Awful. And who will run for president in 2024? We've got some new polls out this morning. Yes, we're already talking about 2024. I kind of love looking at this stuff because President Trump says he's going to run again. That is, if he's not in prison, I guess, right? So that, and who else would come up against him on the Republican side? Who's going to throw their hat into that ring if he says he's going to run? It'd be a bloodbath. But then on the Democratic side, who's going to run? Remember, after all, Joe Biden said he's going to do one term. So we'll see. All of that and more on the show today. Grover is here hanging out in the sun. His favorite spot, barking at cats. He thanks you. He just turned 10 months. Can you believe it? 10-month-old little mini pincher. By the way, we sent out some of those Grover mugs. All of you who participated in our hidden word contest the other day in our newsletter, congratulations. There's a number of you that won that, so thank you so much. By the way, if you're new here, you can subscribe to our newsletter. It's totally free, so you can get some free stuff. We deliver it to your inbox first thing in the morning. Nice little news roundup that we think can start your day nicely. Just go to morninginvest.com. All right, we're going to get to the news in just a second, but I have to tell you about today's show sponsor. You know, a lot of you want to get involved in, you know, investing, but you think, well, I can't compete with Wall Street, right? All these Wall Street guys get in at the ground level. They get in on these awesome deals and these early IPOs. Like, how do I get into the ground floor on an Airbnb? Right? Or Netflix or Nike or let's see what else. Beyond Meat. Yeah. So all the people that got in early on those IPOs ended up doing really well. So that's where our sponsor comes in today. Brilliant company called Our Crowd. So here's how they work. If you wanted to get in on some of the best performing IPOs, now you can, because with Our Crowd, accredited investors have access to invest directly, easy, and most importantly, early. Here's their website. All you need to do is go to ourcrowd.com/morninginvest if you're an accredited investor, and you can review their current deals. No payment is involved until you decide to participate in a deal, and you can check out all their different deals right here on their website. This one stood out to me because right now they're doing this blue-green water technologies. It's a startup right here. Look at this. It's a startup that keeps our water safe. You know, this is a progressive morning show, so I support this. It actually gets rid of this toxic algae blooms, making water undrinkable. So Blue Green's proprietary EPA-approved technology eliminates the toxic algae poisoning the world's water resources. And you can invest in this company on Blue Green and other unique opportunities by going to ourcrowd.com/morninginvest to try it right now. And to get in on this, that's awesome. And, you know, it's ahead of the game. So before it's hitting the stock market, get in on these great deals. So thanks to our crowd, I really love that idea. And it really, I think, it democratizes investing. So it makes it so if you have just a little bit of money that you would like to invest, you're an accredited investor, now you can take advantage of this. So our thanks for their support of Morning Invest. I really appreciate it. Well, it is Tuesday, December 15th. We've got 3 days, folks, 3 days until this stimulus plan needs to be put into place as the government shutdown looms. This omnibus spending bill to keep the government open. I've seen a lot of people saying, look, my husband is in the military. He hasn't received his money yet for payment. There's a lot of things that are going to shut down if they don't get this thing together and done in the next few days. Hopefully this afternoon, maybe they can get this thing finalized. So, of course, last night we saw the framework of this new bill. This bipartisan group has now released two different bills totaling $908 billion. It's kind of ridiculous because they had to break out a piece of the $908 billion and break it down to $160 billion. And that is, of course, aid for state and local governments and liability protection. So they've separated those things. And by separating those things, it looks like they'll only end up passing the $740 billion version. But there's a silver lining in all of this, which I'll tell you in just a second, that where we could see stimulus checks. So I'll get to that in just a second. But first, just on the merits of this plan, last night, Senator Mitt Romney sat down to explain why he thinks this is going to pass. Let's listen to Mitt Romney. He's one of the members of this bipartisan group who thinks that this could be a done deal very, very soon.
Happy to join you, Shep.
Senator, we've been hearing about some sort of compromise for a while, but only hearing. It's been all talk. Does this thing have a chance?
Yeah, I think it does. Actually, you're seeing a number of people come forward with support. We've got basically 12 Republicans and Democrats that came together to fashion this proposal. We've got 50 members of the House that are behind it. And of course, the leader McConnell and the White House have also said it's got some good merit. So we're hoping that either in total or in pieces, this will get passed and help will get to people that need it very badly.
But neither Mitch McConnell nor Nancy Pelosi, for that matter, have agreed to bring it up for a vote. Are you confident that they will?
Well, not yet, but I think it's been pretty clear. Mitch McConnell has said we need to get something done before the end of the year. We have people that are going to lose their unemployment insurance the day after Christmas. And to keep that from happening is a high priority. We want help also for people that need mental health facilities. We need help for small businesses desperately. We got a lot of businesses just hanging on. So this is another round of PPP grants and loans to small businesses. This is money that needs to get out right away.
So again, I think the pertinent question there from Shepard Smith is, hey, Mitch McConnell hasn't said he's going to bring this for a vote. You know, it's up to Mitch McConnell to bring it to the floor of the Senate for a vote. Nancy Pelosi hasn't said as much as either. Of course, she and Mitch McConnell seem to be working on their own separate plan in tandem with the White House. It's fascinating to watch all of this unfold. It's almost like having the kids table. And that's what Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell are doing right now. Like, hey, you guys over there, you guys go sit and have your little Thanksgiving dinner over there. Come up with your own little plan. That's so cute. That's so adorable. Meanwhile, we're on the phone making deals over here, and they're going to put forth a bill together. That's what's unfolding. Now, will they bring this to the floor? I don't know. There could be three different pieces of all of this. So I know last night some of you said, man, this is so complicated. It is. So what's in this framework now? Let me just explain. I think there are three big storylines emerging. One is the $700 billion plan. Okay, that $700 billion plan is fairly non-controversial. It has money for PPP in there, small businesses, transportation, Amtrak, buses, some rental assistance money, some money for schools, some monies for the post office, very, blah stuff. Well, I know what you're interested in, of course, is unemployment extensions. And so that is also included in there. That's a part of this as well. $300 unemployment through April. Okay. Why are we cutting it down from $600 a week to $300 a week and only through April? We think things are going to magically be better in April? We're in for a grim winter here, but okay, we'll get there after Joe Biden is officially sworn in. He can, through executive actions, do a whole host of things. And if the Democrats end up winning on January 5th in the Georgia runoff, they could do a massive stimulus package. So I get it. They're calling it a stopgap measure. They're calling it emergency. I get it. But what about stimulus checks? Well, because they reduced the overall price tag on this, this could actually allow stimulus checks to come back to the table. And that seems to be what's happening now. So Mitch, Bernie Sanders, of course, has been pushing for this, basically saying, we're not going to vote for this unless we get stimulus checks in this. Here he is tweeting just a short time ago. As a result of the pandemic, tens of millions of Americans are facing economic desperation. They can't afford to pay their rent and face eviction. They can't afford to go to the doctor. They can't afford to feed their children. And they are going deeper and deeper into debt. He goes on to tweet, Congress cannot go home for the Christmas holidays until we pass legislation which provides a $1,200 direct payment to working class adults, $2,400 for couples, and a $500 payment to their children. Among the other pieces of this is here's Jeff Stein saying this increases the odds of stimulus checks being in the final package by lowering the price tag for the starting point of the remaining negotiations. So if you're having trouble following all this, what he's saying is because they've now lowered the price tag, they've taken out state and local government money, that $160 billion, they've removed that, which probably will not even be brought up for a vote. Seems like Mitch McConnell is not even going to bring it up. Then that means they could put in a piece that will allow for direct stimulus checks. Look, Senator Josh Hawley and Bernie Sanders have been pushing for this, and they said, we're not going to go anywhere until that is in this bill. We're not going to vote on it until that is in this bill. So, hey, good for the courage of Bernie Sanders, one of the few people that actually gives a rat's ass about you. One of the few people in the Congress that's not bought and sold by these big corporate lobbyists, who's saying we need to have these stimulus checks in there, and I don't give a rat's behind what Leader McConnell has to say about it. And by the way, Senator Josh Hawley, a Republican, also showing great courage right now, because back home in Missouri, they don't like Bernie Sanders. It's a conservative area, right? Josh Hawley, a Republican, is going to be annihilated for it among his conservative donors. But yes, I guess what? People in Missouri will probably be praising him for this. See, that's how out of whack everything is, right? You're watching right now this show, and I guarantee you, you need a stimulus check. Regardless of politics, you need a stimulus check to pay your bills. Let me know in the comments below right now how many of you want a stimulus check. Just say yes or no. Need it. Actually, I would say need it, not want it. Need it to pay your bills, to pay your rent. Let me know. Say yes. Just tell me or no that you don't need it. Tell me in the comments below right now. And tell me why, too. Like, why do you need it? So Senator Josh Hawley saying, look, this bill doesn't go far enough. We need to pass stimulus checks. Remember, he's a Republican partnering up, showing courage with Bernie Sanders, who's also showing courage. These guys should be applauded for actually sticking their neck out like this in a way that these other guys, these other cowards won't.
The most important thing that Congress can do is to send direct assistance checks to every working family who needs them. $1,200 for individuals, $2,400 for couples, and $500 for every kid. That's what we did back in March. Every senator voted for it. The president is the one who led the charge for it. He supports that again. That's what we should do. Here's what I'm going to do. If Congress cannot agree in the next couple of days, today I'm introducing a bill for direct payments to working families. I will go to the floor and ask for an up or down vote on.
So he's going to go to the floor, an up or down vote on this. Just a straight out up or down vote on stimulus. That's a big deal. That's a huge deal. Who's going to vote against that? Call these guys out. I can imagine the campaign ads. Okay, imagine the campaign ads that would run in your district if one of your members of Congress didn't vote for this. You know, Senator Mitt Romney, when the world was suffering one of the worst pandemics in human history, voted against sending direct stimulus checks to you and your family. Vote against on this November 3rd. Vote against Mitt Romney. I mean, I can see those ads right now, can't you? people, they would be crazy not to pass this. And I don't know how they would live with themselves if they didn't. So again, having these separate stimulus checks as a, its own bill seems to be emerging right now. One big package of $748 billion, a third piece, which is the state and local money, which I don't know how, it's unconscionable that they're not even going to bring that to a vote. And it seems to me right now that these senators are basically saying, you know what, we're fine just removing state and local money at this point. That's a total failure. So that's why I've been using in my graphic a big pile of crap, because that's what it is in many ways. How do you not include state and local money for vaccine distribution? There's a little tiny bit for vaccine distribution in this bill. A little bit. $6 billion? When Pennsylvania alone needs $9 billion. Again, I come back to this front page of the Wall Street Journal. Getting COVID vaccines to people will cost states billions they don't have. Federal government is providing vaccines and some supplies, but states must hire medical workers, set up clinics, provide community outreach. They need to hire people. They don't have the money. And now we're going to have this other flood of Moderna vaccines rushing out and getting those. See these, see this woman, you know, providing this vaccine. They need masks, gowns, gloves, syringes. They need centers set up all over the country that can administer these things. And these states don't have the money. How are they going to do it? So here is some of the framework of the bill that we've got in. Again, $300 for Small Business Administration. Let me zoom in a little bit on this. This is the front page of the bipartisan stimulus bill. $300. $300 billion for Small Business Administration, second round of PPP for small business, restaurants, live venues, EIDL grants, $13 billion for food assistance, $13 billion for funding to address related impacts on farmers, ranchers, growers, fisheries, rental assistance, $25 billion for rental assistance, eviction moratorium through January 31st. That's it. In the heart of the winter, January 31st, you're going to kick people out. Okay. $35 billion for healthcare relief, $16 billion for testing, tracing, vaccine development, and distribution. So yeah. When, again, I come back to Pennsylvania needs $9 billion. This is $16 billion for the entire country. $82 billion for education funding. Child care providers get some money at $10 billion. $10 billion for broadband internet. $45 billion in emergency funding for transportation, airports, buses, Amtrak, public transportation. And they're going to repurpose unused CARES Act money. So this, of course, has been the biggest biggest argument from Bernie Sanders, is that how is this relief when you're literally taking $500 billion from the unused CARES Act money and reapportioning it? Plus, you're adding on $188 billion. That's it. You're coming out saying it's a $748 billion bill. So Bernie Sanders, of course, has been outspoken against this. We need to pass stimulus, as he said. And there are others. So Ilhan Omar, Representative Ilhan Omar, basically saying, yes, you know, we need to pass stimulus checks. She was just interviewed just a short time ago on that question.
So you would agree to putting aside the state and local, but does either package include the direct paychecks to Americans, which I know is really important to you? And if not, would you vote against it?
It is the fine details that matter, right? It's trying to make sure that people can directly get the assistance that they need. I have sent a letter to leadership that was co-signed by 60 of my colleagues, saying that we will not support a package that did not provide direct relief to people. We know that so many businesses were able to get relief. We know that a lot of people have had the ability to get their unemployment extended. And so many people appreciated that direct payment that they got with the CARES Act. And now that's what they need. And we're not willing, at least I'm not, in supporting any sort of legislation that is not giving that direct relief to people so that they are able to feed their children and make sure that they continue to be housed.
Another person with courage. I want you to try to remember these people that have some courage here. during this time that are telling, you know, hey, I don't care. Bring it to a floor vote separate from this other massive package right now. Bring it separately. But we are not going to go home for Christmas until we pass direct stimulus checks for the American people. Bernie Sanders, Ilhan Omar, Josh Hawley, people with courage. By the way, there's a whole group of people that are saying we need to do this. There's a growing list. So will Mitch McConnell cave to this pressure? Just like in Ace Ventura, what do you know about pressure? Ventura, what do you know about pressure? These are the only people that have courage right now calling for this. So there's a growing number of economists who are also now coming out saying this stimulus check, because I saw some jackass on CNN the other day talking about how, well, these economists I'm hearing from don't really think the stimulus checks do much. Really didn't do much to stimulate the economy, which is a big pile of festering horse crap. Because we know the effects of what those stimulus checks did to keep people out of poverty for a number of months until all the other benefits started to dry up. It increased GDP. It kept people out of poverty. It kept people from not being able to pay their rent, kept people from being evicted. It did a whole host of things. So I don't know what moron economist you're talking to that tells you that this didn't help people. Probably one of those Wall Street corporatists, you know, who's hanging out with Mitch McConnell, I suppose. I mean, let me know in the comments below, when you received a stimulus check last time, did it help you? How would your life have been different if you didn't receive it? And for many of you, I know you said you spent it in days or minutes even to pay bills. So this guy on CNN, I couldn't believe it. It's hilarious. So we now know, if we want to look at some of the unemployment data today, on the unemployment data that we are seeing, showing some really troubling signs, because just take a look at these numbers. As we have these millions of evictions coming up here, this data just coming out this morning, the percentage of renters behind on rent payments, look at the lines there, Black or not Hispanic, the highest. Of course, white, non-Hispanic at the bottom. Tenants with a high confidence in the ability to pay next month's rent by race. So if you're white, you have a higher confidence that you'll be able to pay your rent. No shock. Hispanic, Asian, black at the bottom, Hispanic at the bottom. Once again, no surprise. Here's a front page story this morning. So what happens now when these unemployment benefits run out, which is about to happen? How many of you are on unemployment benefits or have filed for it, waiting on it, haven't been able to get it? Are you one of those people in Michigan that have been waiting on it? Because there's so many different states that are just having trouble because they have no infrastructure anymore. They've been eviscerated because of this pandemic. They don't have the staffing. They don't have the computer systems. They've been slammed, and they don't have the infrastructure to help. So in Michigan, for instance, I thought this was interesting this morning. From the Michigan Labor Department, nearly 700,000 unemployed Michigan workers advised that their benefits will expire unless Congress takes action. Across the country, this is happening now. People are being put on notice that Congress is cutting off their income. How many of you have received letters or notes, an email, et cetera, that you're about to lose your benefits, that it's about to dry up? Bobby V here in Michigan, I see you. Stephen Lee on unemployment, I'm a gig worker. And this is an important piece of this because the pandemic unemployment assistance helps gig workers, right? It's those contract workers. By the way, that's where our economy is moving. It's moving towards contract labor. That's where the future is in our country. It's the people that don't have full-time income, don't have a W-2. They're contracted. What happens to those people if the PUA runs out, which it will and is about to? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Let's go through this. So again, here is this front page story this morning that, and it's really frightening when we actually break down this data these people just pulling up here in Massachusetts. This is in Massachusetts. People just pulling up to try to get bags of food to take home. All of these food lines across the country. Unemployed workers spending on food, clothes, and other so-called non-durable goods immediately drops 12%. So these, we're looking at the economic numbers here. If your unemployment runs out, here's what happens. 12% drop. You stop buying groceries. You stop buying clothes. You stop buying food for your family. That's about a twice as much as when they lost their job and went on unemployment insurance. Twice as much. University of Chicago researchers have found that that's a double decline. I mean, that's double when you just lost your job. Now that your unemployment benefits run out, you don't have a job and you don't have benefits, tapping into any savings you might have. It goes further. Spending at drugstores falls 15%. Co-payments for visits to the doctor fall 14%. So people stop going to the doctor because they can't afford it. They have no health care coverage in this country because we like to pretend we're the greatest country in the world, and we are far from it. Next time, you know, you get together with the holidays and you're sitting there with your 65-year-old uncle. Yeah, I voted for Trump. Greatest country in the world. Well, yeah. Uncle Jimmy, tell me how. Explain to me. Can you lay it out for me? We like to pretend we are. We like to talk like we are. But when unemployment benefits that Congress can't get their act together and pass run out, now people stop going to the doctor because they can't afford it. Spending on groceries falls 16% to $46 a month on average. These are all the numbers that will happen, folks, when this unemployment benefits dry up. This is what will happen to you. Millions of Americans are less than 2 weeks away from cutbacks like this. The last two federal emergency unemployment programs in the CARES Act expire the day after Christmas. So Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Uncle Eddie. You get Christmas Day. I don't know if you're going to get that bonus from work so you can build the pool. And Clark Griswold. An analysis by the Century Foundation concluded that 12 million workers who rely on one or the other of these programs will lose them on that day. 12 million. This will add 4.4 million who will already have exhausted their federal unemployment benefits. I mean, are you hearing these numbers? It's projected that fewer than 3 million of these workers will be eligible for what is known as extended benefits. So 9 million will be out in the cold without benefits. Again, I come back to Michigan. Michigan Labor Department. Nearly 700,000 unemployed Michigan workers advise that their benefits will expire unless Congress takes action. That's just one state. Joblessness, according to this report, will not only affect consumer spending, which we know, right? So you're not going to the drugstore, you're not going to the mall, you're not buying clothes, you're not buying food. What does that do to the broader economy? You know, Wall Street loves to talk about, Congress loves to talk about GDP, the Federal Reserve loves to talk about GDP. Remember, gross domestic product in the country, 70% of that comes from you spending money at stores. That's how America runs. America runs not on Dunkin'. America runs on you spending money at Dunkin'. And when you can't go to Dunkin' Donuts to get your coffee because you're cutting back, that Dunkin' Donuts starts to close. Dunkin' Donuts lays people off. Dunkin' Donuts closes stores all across the country like they have. That's what's happening. So imagine, like Andrew Yang has talked about, with universal basic income, this idea of making sure that Americans have $2,000 a month in universal basic income throughout at least the end of this pandemic, etc. Or $1,000 a month permanently for those people who would be hitting that certain threshold of under $150,000 a year in salary. having some safety net, plus healthcare, so that even if you did lose your job, you'd still be able to go to the doctor and you'd still have some support from the government. And the only argument, like David and I talked about yesterday on the show, the only argument I hear from people is, how are we going to pay for that? Again, when you're sitting down with Uncle Jimmy at Christmas and he's like, we're the greatest country in the world. How, we couldn't afford that. People got to have personal responsibility. Burp. We got to have a massive military. Got to bomb all these guys on camels in the Middle East back into the Stone Ages. It's what makes America great. I voted for Trump. Burp. Joblessness will not only affect consumer spending, nearly 12 million households will not be able to meet their mortgage payments, according to the data. According to Moody's Analytics, millions of others can no longer afford their rent. So again, here's the new chart this morning on how many people are behind on their rent and how this breaks down by demographics. How many of you right now watching are behind on your rent? How many of you have had suffered some sort of a credit problem because you've had to max out your credit cards, or are you late on your payments now as a result and can't make payments? Let me know in the chat right now. By the way, if you're new here, please subscribe to the channel. We do this show every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time, covering the progressive issues that matter to you and your family. This is the only morning business show that covers stories like this. You're not going to see it on CNBC. You're not going to see it on Fox. You're not going to see it on MSNBC because they're all run by billionaires. So thank you so much for supporting independent journalism as we go through these numbers. Thank you. You could be watching mainstream media, which is run by 8 billionaires who will never tell you this crap. They will lie to you, which is what they do. At the end of November, here's more data. 16 million people reported that they had not worked in the last 7 days and were relying on unemployment insurance benefits to make ends meet. Do you remember President Trump and Larry Kudlow dancing around there on the White House lawn at the end of summer, August? Larry Kudlow particularly saying, green shoots are popping up all over there. Vote for Trump and me, Larry Kudlow, because we're your team. The economy's roaring back. Yeah. What about the millions of people that your little numbers there, little dancing Kudlow, do not take into account, which are all of the millions of people who've given up looking for work because they can't find it and they are on disability. They can't work. The job is permanently gone now, disappeared. In the restaurant sector, the hospitality sector, all of the people, by the way, many of the people who are affected in this chart, Black, not Hispanic, Asian, who make up a predominant number of this workforce, according to this data, screwed. By no fault of their own, they were working, but their job is now gone. These are people that perhaps don't have a college degree. So again, it is the higher, more highly educated individual right now, the higher paid individual who's getting hired by Google and other places. So when you say, when you hear people saying, yeah, people are hiring. Yeah, just not for the jobs that they just lost. So the restaurant worker, the hospitality worker, those part-time workers, or a family member has now had to stay home and give up one form of salary because their children are now home and virtual learning is, and they need to take care of their children at home and they can't afford childcare. More of this data. The current crop of unemployed is already in bad shape. According to the Census Bureau, for instance, by the end of November, more than one person in 10 who had not worked in the past week was relying on federal nutrition assistance, also known as food stamps. That is up from 1 in 40 in mid-July. 1 in 10 are now on food stamps. Here's the biggest piece of this, though, that really drives me nuts, and I hear from these idiots that say, you know, we don't know that stimulus checks work. We don't know that this unemployment, we don't know how, you know, it probably didn't really work. We're just going to be cutting checks to people. We don't know if it really worked. So according to this data, when unemployment checks run out, and those stimulus checks are gone, the poverty rate among families who receive them rises from 20% to about 1/3 in the next 6 months. The poverty rate in the United States is about to go to 1/3. And food stamps help a little bit, but that's not much. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. I've been playing his sound over the past few months because at first I think he thought, well, the economy's going to come back. Then he started getting more and more dire over the summer. And so his latest thoughts on this, he said, come January 1st, when we don't have these unemployment insurance payments going out to people, a lot of people are going to be going to DEFCON 1. It's going to be grim, dire. I don't know what are the words to come up with. Until we start, it reminds me a little bit of like foreign wars, you know, like a lot of Americans are sort of out of touch, you know, like what happens when we're in Afghanistan, right? We don't see the images on the nightly news like we did during Vietnam every night. People carrying body bags of soldiers and people finally took to the streets and said, enough is enough is enough, right? It's sort of like over there. We don't really see it. It's a separate thing. Now it's here. We have a war going on right now in America where people are losing their jobs. People are going to be sleeping in tents. Homeless shelters are overrun and they're having to turn people away because they don't have enough space. So it's going to be in our faces. And maybe that's the only way this will change. Maybe this is the only way that Mitch McConnell and these merry band of Republicans in the Senate who don't want to spend any money to help people right now, but they do want to spend $4 trillion to bail out their big buddies, the big corporate buddies. You know, I think AOC said it right when she talked about the amount of money that's being spent on corporate billionaires being bailed out. She said it comes down to simple math. She said we're quibbling over $1,200 for people, the American worker who's hurt, and Wall Street got $4 trillion in these leverage buyouts and payouts. So now all these Wall Street banks and all these Wall Street corporatists can get all their big money and buy back shares of their stock, therefore artificially inflating the value of their stock. So all these executives are making tons of money. So Mitch McConnell, we were able to pass a stimulus for them, but not the American people. Again, all of these unemployment benefits about to dry up. Mitt Romney speaking about, you know, the urgency needed here. See if they can pressure some of the leadership in Congress.
The frustration has been enormous across this nation. Why has this taken so long?
Well, you know, on one hand, you had Speaker Pelosi say that it was $2 trillion or nothing. And on the other hand, you...
Not true, by the way. It was $3.5 trillion when they started the negotiation. So I love that they keep moving the football, like Lucy. Is it Lucy in Peanuts that moves the football?
Yeah.
Lucy. Keeps moving the football from Charlie Brown. But he keeps falling for it. Anyway, it was $3.5 trillion when the negotiation started, right? The HEROES Act, $3.4 trillion. That's where it started. That's where it went. Then they dropped $1 trillion off of it. Let's get our facts right.
So Republicans, we came forward with a bill that was $500 billion. And so we were just miles apart. And at a dinner with, I guess there were eight of us, at Lisa Murkowski's home, we said, let's see if we can't come up with something we can all agree on. And that group grew, became a little larger. We put together a bill. We agree on it. We think it's important to get this passed before the year is over.
What about direct payments? That's not in here. You've said that there are other more pressing matters. But you can't tell that to people who can't make the rent and can't buy the food.
Well, the good news is the people who can't make the rent get rental assistance into this bill. There's also tens of billions of dollars going into food assistance, food stamps, food banks, and so forth. So people who can't make the rent, people who don't have money for food are going to get help. We're also going to extend unemployment insurance at $300 a week on top of the state provision. So additional funds to those that are unemployed. The key, of course, is let's keep the cost of this from becoming backbreaking and adding huge debt to our national balance sheet. and sending checks to people who don't need it. I know it's popular for people who like checks, but sending checks to people that don't need it doesn't strike us as high a priority as getting checks to people that are unemployed and who can't pay the rent and are looking for food.
What do you think about that? And I love the idea, too, that like someone gets a $1,200 check from their government right now, which helps businesses stay open because very often they're spending it, right? They're buying groceries. They're buying food. It's helping their local economy. It's helping these businesses stay on their feet. 100,000 of them have now closed, and more every day are closing. How many of you, just tell me right now in the comments below, how many of you in your little downtowns where you live, you know, your train stop towns, et cetera, have seen businesses close? How many of you know a business that's gone under? Let me know. That money, that additional money, could be helping those businesses. That's how it works. Smash that like button if you're new here or not new here. Please smash that like button. We've got over 8,000 of you watching right now. So please do that for us if we're bringing you any value at all. So again, to put a nice little bow on this, there are a couple of different pieces, moving parts of this stimulus. We finally have this bipartisan piece of legislation that rolled out last night. You know, this is what it looks like. Okay. It's not very exciting. It's not very deep. And would $1,200 checks, they're not in this new relief bill, but it looks like that could be changing. That looks like that could be changing if Bernie Sanders gets his way, if Ilhan Omar gets her way, if Senator Josh Hawley gets his way. Bernie Sanders tweeting, Congress cannot go home for Christmas until we pass legislation which provides $1,200 direct payments to working class adults, $2,400 for couples, and $500 payment for their children. And he's willing to blow up Congress if he doesn't get it. And Josh Hawley is, by the way, also the Republican who's ready to blow the place up and said, I'm going to bring a floor vote. Put everyone on record that you're going to vote against direct stimulus checks. Overall, it's expected it would cost about $300 billion to get direct stimulus checks to the American people. Again, this is not difficult. We did it before. The framework is there. By the way, all your bank accounts are already set up. Now, anyone who received a check before, it's all set up. It's all right there, ready to go. And it would be very quick. They could get this done probably by mid to late January, get the really a first batch of checks out to people. It wouldn't be that difficult to do since it's already in place. Here's Josh Hawley again saying he will bring this to a floor vote. We will not go home for Christmas. And again, he's one of the brave ones. So is Bernie Sanders. So is Ilhan Omar. There's a few of them. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. There's a group of them right now who are showing true courage, trying to stand up to this leadership and saying, we're not going anywhere. We're not going home to our warm little apartments until we get this done.
The most important thing that Congress can do is to send direct assistance checks to every working family who needs them. $1,200 for individuals, $2,400 for couples, and $500 for every kid. That's what we did back in March. Every senator voted for it. The president is the one who led the charge for it. He supports that again. That's what we should do. Here's what I'm going to do. If Congress cannot agree in the next couple of days, today I'm introducing a bill for direct payments to working families. I will go to the floor and ask for an up or down vote.
Good. For working families. He will have an up or down vote. And that what that'll do is it'll put all of these senators on notice. They have to vote for it or against it. Your name will be tied to one bill for direct stimulus checks. Are you going to be the kind of guy or girl who votes against this? No. Especially when you have the Federal Reserve telling you right now that we don't have to worry about the debt. The International Monetary Fund telling countries, don't worry about the debt right now. Borrowing money is cheap right now. Interest rates are so low. Don't worry about it. We can get this fixed later. Right now, we need to take care of people and businesses because when those go under, that's it. When these people are permanently homeless, these people are evicted, these people lose their homes, their credit is destroyed as a result of it. There's no one-year turnaround cycle for this. Could take 10, 15 years for us to bounce back from this, or longer, this long-term scarring on the economy. And these are the fluid pieces right now. Another big piece, of course, is the vaccines. Another big story that we're following is the vaccines. So Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is next in line for authorization, and data on the shot's effectiveness will be released today, followed by the public hearing on Thursday, and then the FDA can move forward with that pretty quickly. So I just have questions about that. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how this gets rolled out. Will you choose? Do you get to choose which one you want? Do you want the Pfizer vaccine, which is two doses? You have to take one and then another one in a month, and they have to be kept at like 70 degrees below zero. Moderna's is different. You only have to do one dose. So do you get to pick and choose? And then, of course, these states don't have money to roll these vaccines out, and they're asking for the federal government for assistance, and Congress isn't going to give it to them. No, state and local money, you're on your own. There's a little bit of money in this bill for vaccine distribution. That's about it. Meanwhile, there's some scams going around. Pay attention to this. Listen to this story. If you have anybody in your family who is elderly, or if, you know, not just elderly, just unaware of what's going on with this story, share this video with members of your family. We covered this morning in our newsletter, but by the way, if you're not a subscriber of our newsletter, what are you doing? It's totally free. You could have it delivered to your email inbox first thing in the morning. Just go to morninginvest.com. That's our website. And you sign up for free with your email. Anyway, this was one of the stories we wrote about this morning, which is vaccine scammers. We're only one day into the rollout in the United States of the vaccine from Pfizer, and already there are scams. The Better Business Bureau is warning about scammers pretending to get you on a list for an early vaccine to steal your personal information. And if you don't think having your identity stolen is a huge deal, or, you know, you've heard a lot about it, but you think, yeah, maybe that's just fear tactics. One woman went to get her unemployment insurance because she lost her job. Her job closed down. She went to file for her unemployment insurance, found out that her identity had been stolen by someone across the country in Ohio. And so she can't get unemployment insurance because this person in Ohio stole her identity and is getting it there. The scammers have been found to send text messages to you, phone calls, or even come in person to your house. They'll offer victims a chance to get on a COVID vaccine list. Okay, so if someone does this, folks, this is fake. There is no COVID vaccine list, okay? They prey upon the elderly, of course, our most vulnerable, and they ask for social security numbers and credit card information. First of all, you do not have to pay for a COVID vaccine. Okay, it's being, you already paid for it as a taxpayer. Then they exploit these people because they have no actual access to the vaccine. So if someone offers you unsolicited COVID vaccine to get on a list in exchange for personal information, do not give it to them. Instead, call the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC. They are investigating these people. These people should be locked up. Throw away the key. It's awful. So again, no one's going to call you, okay? By the way, who calls anyone anymore? You know, when's the last time you got a phone call from a legitimate source? So no one should be calling you. No one should be sending you text messages about a COVID vaccine. And you should, above all else, don't give anyone your social security number or credit card information. Don't do it. So this is one of the COVID vaccines floating around out there. So if you have someone in your family that needs to see this, share this video, share our video with them, share your newsletter this morning with them. Make sure they read that part of the story and protect your family from this. It's awful. So can you believe we're already talking about, I know Grover was super excited about this morning. He's like, I'm so excited. This last election was super exciting. He's ready for the next one. So there's already a horse race at play for the 2024 election. And some of the early polls are out. I'm going to ask all of you watching right now, in the chat, if you're watching in the chat, or just drop me a comment. Who do you think on the Democratic side? Because remember, Biden said he's only going to do one term, right? We'll see if he sticks to that. I don't know. Who do you think on the Democratic side would run for president in 2024? And who do you think is at the top of this poll list? Number one, if this person ran, would have a majority interest already at the top of this new poll list. Let me know in the comments below. see. I want to take a pulse and see what you guys say here. Yang? Andrew Yang? No, I don't even believe he's on the list, to be honest with you. Clayton Morris, thank you very much. Yang? A lot of people saying Yang. Biden? AOC? AOC is on the list. Bernie is on the list. Gavin Newsom? Sanders? Kamala Harris, very good. There we go. Michelle Obama, Sherry Kraft, you got it right. Top of the list is Michelle Obama, 29%. This is a poll out today showing who would be in the leadership position if that person ran. I can't imagine that she would want to. Right, she was so excited to get out of the White House. And by the way, would we want another round of, you know, Biden Obama years again with the same faces back in the cabinet? Kamala Harris at 25%, Ocasio-Cortez at 7%, Cuomo out of New York at 5%, although he's got some trouble lately with this sexual assault stuff or whatever it's going on up there. Cory Booker at 3%. Oddly, Hickenlooper at 3%. Amy Klobuchar again at 2%. Ron Klain at 2%. And then on down the list. I don't know. But on the Republican side, this is the interesting piece, of course, because President Trump has said that he's going to run again in 2024. You ready for that? Who would run against President Trump in 2024? He says he's going to do it. To me, I know it's all a political, I mean, it's all a publicity stunt. I don't believe he's actually going to run for president. He'll say he is, and then he'll come up with some reason why he's not going to, because the whole system is corrupt or something. Again, the whole reason he's been foisting this BS about corruption and rigged and all of that is so he can continue to raise money off of that idea so that you will pay him money right now. Yes, he has set up a super PAC. President Trump Leadership PAC, where you can send Donald Trump money to help him get out of debt and fight the rigged election, which he doesn't believe for a second. But he's doing it just so he can raise money so he can get out of $500 million in debt that he is, and then also set up this fund to protect himself against all these lawsuits that he will face when he's out. So if you are stupid enough to donate money to Donald Trump, that's where it's going. It's going for him to live his lifestyle when he gets out of the White House. And the reason he won't concede the election and he'll continue to go on Fox and other places and say that this election was rigged and all of this stuff is so that you will continue to believe it and send him money to fight it. But fortunately, you guys are smart who watch my show. And if you know somebody that stupid, please have a talking with them and explain how they're being duped. So President Trump says he's going to run in 2024. I don't know who on the Republican side would actually want to stick their neck out there and try to run against him. It would be a bloodbath. And depending on what happens in the economy and what happens with Democratic control, unless Democrats start to really embrace progressive issues, Medicare for all, or these big pieces of legislation that could change your family's future, free public college, Medicare for all, so you have actual health insurance, making sure that maybe there's even some sort of form of universal basic income, revitalizing Social Security, so that's not dried up in 9 years. If Democrats actually did something in the next few years, then it'd be a much higher mountain for President Trump to climb. But if they continue to act like the same old corporate-led elite party, like Republicans are, putting in members of Goldman Sachs in the cabinet, continuing to lead these really expensive foreign wars, then we'll be back right where we were before. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today. I really appreciate it. Please subscribe to the channel. If you're new here, please subscribe. It's very simple for you to do. You're right here in the right here. I keep getting it mixed up. See that little Santa hat? Just tap on that or tap on the subscribe button right now and become a subscriber. And then turn on that little bell notification because we do this show every morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time. We have a great group of people who join us every morning. I love seeing all of their names pop up here on a regular basis. Plus, we have our own private Discord as well, where we all hang out after the show and chat. So thank you guys so much for subscribing and being a part of our community. I really, really, really appreciate it. We will be back here a little bit later today. We always do this show live at 9 a.m. and then again tonight at 9 p.m. Join us for our premiere. We'll have another video on the stimulus and updates for you. So make sure you subscribe to that as well, so you'll get those notifications turned on tonight. Again, we're going to be watching all of this with the stimulus as it unfolds over the next few days. This is going to be the busiest week in news of the year. And I want to thank you for making my show a part of your day every day. And Grover thanks you as well. Don't you, buddy? Grover says, I love you. I love all of you. I love all 8,000 of you who are watching right now. Thank you, everyone. Much love to all of you. We will be back here a little bit later tonight. Yes, we are on Discord. I think it's morning. Is it? It's just morninginvest.com/Discord. Yes. And by the way, I want to thank our show sponsor once again, our friends over at R Crowd. If you want to start investing in projects before they IPO, go over to R Crowd right now. Go to rcrowd.com/morninginvest. We'll have a link in our description so you can start taking advantage of some of these companies and projects before they go public, like this Blue Green Water Technologies project, which I am going to invest in because that is an awesome project. Well, they will get rid of these toxic algae blooms. By the way, I don't know how many of you read National Geographic. The latest edition of National Geographic had an unbelievable story. I would encourage all of you to go read it. I think you can find it on Apple News and other places on the Great Lakes and how the Great Lakes are being decimated right now. It's a really important story, and it's fascinating, the graphics and detail of how important the Great Lakes in the United States and North America are to the entire world. And so like this type of project, which could provide clean water and getting rid of this toxic algae that's basically suffocating the Great Lakes, could be fantastic. So these are the types of progressive stories I love to be able to cover here on the show. Thanks again, everyone, for joining us. And we will see you back here a little bit later. Much love to all of you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.